法困台之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天是2019年7月31日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Chiran Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的切坦念经》，是 Chaitanya Charitamrita。Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhilila Chapter 19, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami.
今天我们继续来讲解《永恒的切坦念经》是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhilila 中篇逍遥的第十九章，主 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Sri Rupa Goswami.
So we have begun a new chapter.
今天呢，我们开始了新的一个篇章。
And it's an important chapter, just like every other chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那就像是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的其他的那些章节一样，这个部分也是非常的重要的。
And this chapter will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Srila Rupa Goswami.
在这个篇章之中，我们可以看到是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是如何教导 Srila Rupa Goswami 的。
And last week we discussed in which situation Rupa Goswami found himself into.
那在上一周呢，我们就是讲到了是 Rupa Goswami 他进入到了一个特别的处境。
Especially the decisions that he made once he was set on taking full shelter of Lord Chaitanya.
那么当他已经完全的决定了要完完全全的去皈依于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花族的时候，他面临了一些非常艰难的情况。
Now we should never think that these are just stories.
但是我们千万不要认为这些只不过是一些普普通通的故事而已。
Just things that happened in the past.
那就好像是之前发生的那些稀松平常的事。
These are very actual situations, and it's very easy to identify with those situations.
那实际上呢，这些都是一些非常重要的一些情况。
So.
那我们也千万不要以为要去处理这些问题是非常容易的。
We see throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in contact with different individuals.
那在整个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的叙述之中，我们可以看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接触到了形形色色的人。
And those contacts are based on exchanging Krishna consciousness.
那么他与他所遇到的这些人之间的交流是基于 Krishna 知觉的。
And therefore those individuals make a specific decision to change their life around and to do whatever is necessary to give themselves to Krishna.
那么这些个人当他们看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 决定皈依他的时候呢，他们个人也面临了一些各自的处境，所以说呢，他们就要对自己的这个生活，对自己的处境做一些调整，以便于他们把自己完完全全的交付给了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So each person in their own situation have a different way to deal with it.
那么这些人他们处在不同的境况之中，所以呢，他们处理的方式也是各不相同的。
Especially, those who are in household life.
特别是那些居士。
Because of their family situation, because of their work.
因为他们有家庭，有工作。
And we see in the situation of Rupa Goswami that he had such a high position in the government.
那我们在这里看到呢 Rupa Goswami 他是在政府中位居高职。
And you will rarely see in any culture someone who is very highly positioned in any government who decides to become a mendicant and give his life completely to spirituality.
那在历史上这实际上是一个一个从来都没有过的一个先例，就是像 Rupa Goswami 这样的，在一个政府当中处于如此高的这个地位，但是却愿意放弃他自己的所有的一切，然后甘心的成为一个乞丐，然后完全的去皈依 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
How many government officials do you ever hear about?Either in the present or in the past, who have quit in the middle of the height of their career in the government in China, and either have become a Buddhist monk or someone who is dedicated to promote Chinese culture.
那我们在我们中国的历史上有没有见过这样的例子呢？一个在这个政府当中处在如此重要的地位上的一个人物，他会突然之间就是在自己事业人生的巅峰时期，然后放下了一切，然后呢弃绝了一切，成为一个佛教徒，或者说他那个出家为僧，或者说呢就是把自己完完全全的投入到对中国传统文化的传播之中呢。
So Rupa Goswami's position is actually exceptional.
所以呢 ，Rupa Goswami 的这个榜样呢，可以说是非常的特别的。
Just like it is exceptional for the king Prataparudra in Puri to become a Vaishnava and to be completely dedicated to the service of Lord Chaitanya.
Rupa Goswami 他是。做出了一 Rupa Goswami 他是一位非常的杰出的这样的一个人物。那么我们在这之前也看到的 King Pataparudra 就是 Pataparudra 王在 Puri 的这个国王。
So Rupa Goswami, we saw in the last reading that he had a certain way to deal with his financial assets.
在前面的这一节课当中，我们看到了 Rupa Goswami 对自己的财产有一个特别的一种分配的方式。
Rupa Goswami was not married.
Rupa Goswami 呢，他并没有结婚。
He didn't have any children.
他也没有孩子。
But he had family members.
他没有子女，但是呢，他还是有家庭，有家人。
He had parents, uncles, aunties, cousins, brothers.
那么他也是有父母啊，有舅舅啊、舅母呀，然后有表兄表弟等等。
So once he had made up his mind that he would fully give his life to Lord Chaitanya, he had to decide what he's going to do with his financial assets.
当他已经决定全身心的去皈依主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，那么这个时候他就要对他自己的这个财产做一个分配。
And normally people in such a position, in a high position, they don't really have to worry so much about money.
一般来说呢，像他这样的处在如此崇高地位上的人，是不需要有任何经济上的顾虑的。
Even today when people have a position as a minister, even if they stay a minister for 6 months, they will get money for the rest of their lives.
那就算是今天的话，有的人他们在政府当中做一个像大臣啊，不是大臣，就是像这个总理或者首相这样的一个位置的话，那即便是仅仅是半年的任期，那他也不需要为余生的这个经济上面做任何的担心了。
But the system that Rupa Goswami used was that he used some part of the money to distribute to the Vaishnavas, some part he gave to his family.And some part he kept for emergency measures.
那对 Rupa Goswami 来说呢，他就是把他自己的财富的一部分捐献出来给了 Vaishnava 奉献者们， 然后呢，他还给了一部分给自己的家人，然后还有一部分呢，就是留作自己的不时之需。
So, in our situation, we have to be intelligent about what we do with our money.
那么就我们的情况而言，我们对于我们的这个金钱应当如何的对待，这里面呢，也是需要有一定的智慧的。
So to answer Arivamsa Prabhu's question, it is important for people to understand what money is.
I should read this first. 那上一周呢，那个 Arivamsa Prabhu 最后他又问了一个问题，或者说他也是说出了他自己的一些感想啊。那他说到就是后期的种种担忧，让居士先期应该是财富积累阶段吗？当准备好职责，如子女教育、养老教育、房产贷款、医疗保障后，再更多的去考虑支持传播 Krishna 知觉是否比较的合适呢？个人认为居士后期更适合分配剩余的财富。
So I
don't have to translate for you.
So money is not just a commodity.
那所以说呢，我们就是要理解金钱究竟意味着什么。金钱它并不是一种商品。
Money is known as Lakshmi.
那么金钱呢，其实就是 Lakshmi 幸运女神。
Means fortune, means prosperity.
那么就是也是意味着。幸运啊，意味着这个财富好运。
And that fortune and that prosperity comes about when it is connected to Krishna.
那当这种幸运，还有这种财富呢，能够和 Krishna 连接在一起的时候，那它就是真正的吉祥的了。
So whether one has 10 RMB or 10 million RMB, the principle is the same.
所以不管一个人是十块钱。它还是一千万，那这个道理是一样的。
It's a question how we manage this money.
这个关键就是在于我们怎么样去安排我们的金钱。
So, normally what people do is they work hard to accumulate some assets to pay their bills, to cover their health conditions, and then they save some for retirement.
那一般来说呢，常人的做法就是说，在一开始呢非常努力的工作，然后呢积累一定的财富，那么再拿这些资金呢用在这个子女的教育啊，然后把自己的这个养老的这个问题解决好，还有一些医疗保障的这些问题，解决好，然后呢再稍有一些。这个存款。
And this is exclusively about one's maintenance.
那么，但是刚才我们所说的这一切，基本上都是指的是这种个人生活的维系。
Now we don't know what the future holds. We don't know how long we're going to live.
但是呢，我们一般来说并不知道未来会发生些什么，也不知道自己能活多久。
So sometimes what devotees do is, while they are in their working life, they make regular contribution. It doesn't matter how much, but they make regular contribution to the spreading of Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，一般来说，对于居士的奉献者来说，不光是居士奉献者，就是奉献者而言的话，那他们工作在这个工作的这个过程当中，从一开始呢，就会有规律的拿出一部分用来做这个奉献服务。或者对传播 Krishna 知觉的这个事业做一些贡献，问题的关键并不是在于他们拿出了多少，就是他们是有规律的一直在给予。
But the main thing here, the point to remember is we have to be very, very cautious and very intelligent how we manage what Krishna gives us.
那在这里有一个原则，就是说 Krishna 给予了我们那么多，那么我们怎么去对待呢？这个时候呢，就是要非常的谨慎，同时也要有一定的智慧的。
We've seen devotees in this yatra investing all their savings and losing all their savings out of greed.
我们在我们的这个牙圈中也看到有一些奉献者，他们费了很大的劲，把自己的这个终身的这个积蓄啊，拿来做一个投资，但是，因为有这个贪婪心呢，所以说呢，最后就失去了一切。
We've seen devotees trying to accumulate a lot of money for the intention of doing some tangible service, but this money was not earned in a legal way, and then they lose everything and get in big trouble.
我们也看到的，一些奉献者也拿出很多钱来做一些就是比较实际的一些奉献服务，但是因为这些钱呢也并不是以一种非常合法的手段谋取的，所以最后也就完全的就是丧失了一切，然后让自己陷于困境之中。
We've seen devotees buying properties in India and then neglecting it or selling it for profit.
我们也看到有一些奉献者在印度在圣地买一些房产，但是呢却没有去打理，然后又去卖掉了之后呢是为了盈利。
So this is managing money in a mode of passion and ignorance.
那么这样的一种处置自己财产的方式其实是一种激情形态和一种愚昧形态。
So we have to manage money in goodness and also above goodness in Krishna consciousness.
所以说当我们要去安排这个 Krishna 所给予我们的财富的时候，我们应当在善良形态之中，或者说要更进一步的，要超越于善良形态，在纯粹的善良形态当中去安排我们的财务。
So in today's reading, we're going to see how this money is being managed.
那么在今天的这个阅读当中，我们可以看到，Rupa Goswami 的这些财产呢，它是如何分配，如何安排的。
So we know that Rupa Goswami he was planning to travel to Prayag to meet with Lord Chaitanya.
那我们都知道，在前面也读到了，就是 Rupa Goswami 呢，他已经做好了去见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的准备，他呢准备动身去 Prayag.
So he sent two men to find out where Lord Chaitanya is going to be.
那在他动身之前，他就派了两个人去打听 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在哪里。
And then he found out that Lord Chaitanya would be in Prayag, so now he knows where to go to meet the Lord.
那么他得到的消息就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会去 Prayag, 所以呢，他现在就非常清楚了，他现在要去的地方是 Prayag.
So Rupa Goswami already left his home, already given up his position in the government.
那这个时候 Rupa Goswami 已经离开了家，而且也在政府当中也已经卸任了。
And he put some money aside for his brother Sanatan.
那么他也给他的兄弟 Sanatan Goswami 留了一些钱。
These are the emergency funds.
这个就是来自他的那部分，就是以备不时之需、紧急情况的那些钱。
He kept 10,000 golden coins.
他就是
gold coins.
他那就是留下了就是一万金币。
So that Sanatan Goswami can use that money to free himself.
那么他这些钱呢是留给 Sanatan Goswami 的，这样呢 Sanatan Goswami 就可以拿用这部分钱让自己获得自由。
Srila Prabhupada will explain that.In the culture in India, and I'm not sure if it's the same in China, but when you live in the same town or the same village, or when you work with someone closely, there's so much intimacy that it becomes family business.
Can you explain it again?
In other words, if you live in the same village with someone, then you don't consider that person just a neighbor. They actually become your uncle or they become your cousin.
就是在印度呢也是有这样的一个传统的，在这个村子里的村民们他们之间的这种关系是非常亲密的，就是你的邻居啊不仅仅是你的邻居了，就两家人就好像是一家人一样，也就是说你的邻居的长者呢就好比就是你的舅舅或者叔伯这样。
So Sanatan Goswami was thinking The king is very pleased with my service.
那这个 Sanatana Goswami 呢，他就是在这么想了，他想了这个国王呢，对我的工作非常的满意。
He likes me very much.
他也非常爱我。
So, if he likes me, then I become obliged to him.
他呢对我这么好，所以说呢，我也是非常的感恩于他，我对他有所亏欠。
But if I make him upset, then I have a reason to go away.
那我要是惹恼了他呢，那我就有理由离开他了。
So, Sanatana Goswami decided that he would call in sick.
所以呢 ，Sanatana Goswami 呢，他就决定告病在家。
Like sometimes you don't feel like going to work, so you give a call and say, "I'm staying home. I'm not feeling well."
就好像有的时候呢，你不愿意去上班，所以你就打个电话去说，我今天身体不舒服，在家里休息一下。
But Sanatana Goswami had in mind that he's not just going to take a few days off; he's actually never going back to work.
但是在心里面 ，Sanatana Goswami 是这么想的：这不仅仅是几天而已。他就决定再也不回这个政府工作了。
And he knew that in the government there were other people who couldn't wait to take his job.
而且他也非常清楚呢，就是在这个政府当中还有其他的那些人已经急不可待的想取而代之了。
And that also happens oftentimes in the workplace. If you want to quit your job, there are more than one person who are prepared to take over from you.
这个也好比就是说你在这个公司工作，那实际上如果你离开这个公司的话，那就不只是一个人啦，好多人都在等着顶替你的这个工作呢。
So while Sanatana Goswami was apparently sick, he was staying at home and he was surrounded by Brahmana scholars who would recite the Srimad Bhagavatam for him.
那在这个 Sanatana Goswami 告病在家的这段时间，他就把那些 Brahmana 婆罗门请到家里面来，然后他们围坐在一起去讨论圣殿波加瓦坛。
And there were not just one or two; there were 30 Brahmanas reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那当时呢，去背诵Srimad Bhagavatam 的不是说只有一两个 Brahmana， 有30个婆罗门呢。
And Prabhupada explained that.To spend time hearing and studying the Srimad Bhagavatam is as good as one being engaged in performing the greatest sacrifice.
那释迦牟尼佛他说呢，去聆听和研习圣殿波迦瓦坛呢，就好比是在做最高的祭祀活动。
And how important it is to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam.On a daily basis.
而且每天去聆听圣殿波迦瓦坛是极其重要的。
Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is the medicine that cures the ignorance from the heart.
因为圣殿波迦瓦坛是治愈内心中的愚昧的疾病的灵丹妙药。
So the study of Srimad Bhagavatam is not something we do once a week or occasionally. It's something we have to do every day.
所以呢，研习圣典博加瓦坛并不是说你偶尔为之的一件事情，或者是想起来做一做，但实际上呢，圣典博加瓦坛应当是每天去诵读的。
We may not be able to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam like Sanatana Goswami was hearing all day, but even 1 hour, even a half hour, even 10 minutes every single day.
那我们没有办法像 Sanatana Goswami 这么长时间的去阅读圣典波迦瓦坛，但是我们一定要坚持每一天呢都要花一些时间来阅读圣典波迦瓦坛，哪怕不是一两个小时，做不到半个小时，那有十分钟也是好的。
And the more we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, the more we get the taste to know more about it.
那我们呢读的越多的话。我们就越有品味，我们就越想更深入的去了解圣典波迦瓦坛。
So right in the middle of the discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam, the king walks in.
那么就在他们去讨论圣典波迦瓦坛的时候， 这个国王呢就走了进来。
And when the king walked in, everyone stood up to greet him.
当国王进门的时候，所有的人都起身站立，表示欢迎。
Even though they were Brahmana Vaishnavas and the king was a Muslim, still, the culture is that when the king walks in, you have to give the highest respect.
那虽然呢，他们都是一些Brahmana 婆罗门，但是他们还是非常尊重的这个礼仪和礼仪传统的。也就是说，在这个传统当中呢，像这个国王，这种地位比较高的人出现的时候呢，大家都要起身站立，向他表示致敬迎接。
So the king looks at Sanatan Goswami and says to him, "I have sent my doctor to you, but he has reported that you are not sick, and from what I can see, you are very healthy."
那这个国王呢，那就是说呢，我派了我的这个医生来。给你看病，他说你没有生病，那我现在真是亲眼所见，你看起来非常的健康，没有任何疾病的样子。
I am depending on you to do your work at the office, and now I see that you have given up your duty and you're just sitting at home.
我还指望着你呢，还要一些重要的这个任务要完成，但是你现在却借口生病，就在家里待着。你居然放弃了你在政府当中的那些职责，不做，然后就在家里待着。
He says, "You have spoiled all my activities. What is your intention? Please tell me frankly."
你真是破坏了我的计划。你告诉我，你坦白相告，坦白地说，你到底是什么计划
？So you imagine your boss comes to your home to see if you are sick or not.
那你想象一下，你的老板呢，突然间到你家里面来看看你有没有生病。
And you have to be very honest.
那你当然只能实话实说。
You can say, "Well, actually, I'm not really interested to keep the job, so I'm resigning."
那你可以说呢，其实呢，我对那份工作已经没有兴趣了，我想辞职。
So here, Sanatan Goswami says, "You can no longer expect any service from me."Please arrange for someone else to tend to the management.
那这三大坦哥苏阿弥呢，他就如实相告他说呢，你再也不能指望我为你做任何的服务了，你就赶紧安排其他人来做这个管理工作吧。
Now.The king is replying to Sanatan Goswami by saying, "Your elder brother is acting just like a plunderer." Now you have to understand this. Elder brother means the king is talking about himself. He considers Sanatan Goswami his brother. That's the amount of intimacy they have. So he says, "Your elder brother is acting just like a plunderer."
国王其实心里面对萨那坦格苏阿米是非常的生气的，但是他其实跟萨那坦格苏阿米的这种关系又非常的亲密，所以他说呢，你的长兄现在呢，就像是个强盗一样呢。Why he saying?
First, I did not for many years I did not understand this. I thought he was talking about Rupa Goswami, but it didn't make sense.Then I understood because of the intimacy between them. He says, "Your brother," it means me, your brother. I am acting just like a plunderer by killing many living entities, and your elder brother has destroyed all of Bengal. Now you are destroying all my plans. In other words, all I do is just killing. I kill people, and I destroy the whole of Bengal, and now you're destroying my plan.
Do you think it's Rupa Goswami?
No. Rupa Goswami is not engaged in destroying Bengal. This is the language they use as brothers.
就是刚才他之所以这个国王跟萨那坦格苏阿米称兄道弟的，也其实也是说明他们之间的关系是非常非常的亲密的。 那么一般来说我们都会认为说你的兄长指的是 Rupa Goswami， 一般读到那儿都以为是 Rupa Goswami， 但实际上这个是这个国王自己在说我就是你的兄长，因为从接下来的这一句话当中就能够看出他说呢你的兄长呢把整个的这个孟加拉都毁于一旦，杀了这么多的生命，毁了这么多的生命，现在呢你又把我的整个的计划都给毁了。
It's like let's say the husband and wife have an argument，
这就好像是夫妻两个人他们吵架了。
And the husband tells the wife you are sitting at home and your husband is working so hard。
然后就好像这个丈夫呢在这个对这个妻子说呢，你成天在家里待着，你丈夫呢在外面辛苦的工作。
He's not talking about someone else's husband. He's talking your husband means me.
那他现在说的就好比这个丈夫说呢，你丈夫，那意思呢，他并没有说别人，他指的就是自己。
Do you understand? It's a way of speaking.Do you understand that word
yeah,
speaking?
Yeah, I was also thinking it means before I thought it was referring to Rupa Goswami because he left and he destroyed, make a mess.
No, he did not. Rupa Goswami just left. He made no mess at all. He didn't kill anyone.
And he was not performing his
No.
Okay.
No.
我刚才也是跟那个Radha Chandrapabhu说之前我也是以为在这里说的就是 Rupa Goswami， 我以为是指的 Rupa Goswami， 然后就几乎是不告而别，然后就突然间就不管他的那些职务了，什么都不做了，然后给这个国王带来了很多麻烦。
So,
但实际上这里说的兄长兄是指的是
Obviously the king is very upset。
所以就是很显然，你在这里可以看到呢。这个国王心里面是特别的不痛快。
Sanatan Goswami is the minister for finance and he quits his job. Can you imagine the government cannot function without a finance minister?
因为 Sanatan Goswami 呢，他的这个职务是非常的重要，他是一个财政部长，所以一个政府一个国家突然间失去了这个财政部长，那可想而知，肯定就陷入的是一种什么样的困境了。
There's another example, which is a different example.
然后还有一个例子，这是一个不同的例子。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Maharaj Parikshit is cursed by the young Brahmana to die within 7 days.
这是在圣典博迦瓦坛里面的 Parikshit Maharaj 他被这个小婆罗门给诅咒了，然后呢就是他诅咒他七天之后就死亡。
So,He accepted the curse.
他就接受了这个诅咒。
And then he went back to his palace.
然后他就回到了自己的宫殿。
And he did not just disappear like this. He actually make proper plan. He called the ministers. He called his family members. And he informed them, I've got 7 days to live. I hand over everything to you.
他并不是说一下子就放下了一切不告而别的，而是他回到了宫中，然后把自己的那些丞相啊，然后那些手下人都召集到一起，还有家人，就是向他们宣布说，我现在就要离宫了，我现在就要离开了，我把整个的这个国家的这个政务全部都交给你们来掌管。
He didn't go directly to the bank of the Ganges. He went back home and then he prepared himself.
就是 Parikshit Maharaj 并不是说他接受了那个诅咒之后就直接到恒河边去待着了，而是他还回到了他的这个宫殿里面，把他的那些事物都处理了之后才离开的。
So here it's different. Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, both of them just decide to quit.
那在这里呢，就是 Sanatan Goswami 和 Rupa Goswami 呢，他们都决定卸任。
So we can see in those examples that every person will have a different way to deal with the decision to join Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，你从这里的这个例子当中可以看到，其实每一个人 他怎么放下他自己的手里的事情，怎么样加入到 Krishna 知觉当中，是各有各的方式的。
And some cases are extreme, and some cases are more stable.
嗯，就是有一些情形下就显得好像更极端、彻底一些，但是还有一些情形呢，它是采取了一种比较缓慢的、比较稳的方式。
For example, the Koma Brahmana wanted to quit his family and follow Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya says, "No, you stay home."
啊，就好像那个 Koma Brahmana 就是那个婆罗门，他想离开家跟随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并没有允许他这样做，而是让他还留在这个家里。
When Lord Chaitanya met with Ramananda Roy in South India, he said, "I want you to come back to Puri and stay with me."
啊，那当那个 Sanatana Goswami 去南印
，No, no.
Oh, sorry, Rupa Goswami.
No.
Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去到南印度去见到那个Ramananda Roy 的时候呢，他也是对 Ramananda Roy 给他这个训示，说让他就是之后要去 Puri 和他在一起生活。
Ramananda Roy was working for the king of Puri.
那这个 Ramananda Roy 呢，当时呢是在这个 Puri 的政府中任职。
He didn't drop everything. He had to make plans so that everything goes on smoothly.
那他必须得要以一种非常平缓的这种方式来处理他当时的手里的那些事物。
Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to quit his home. He was just a young teenager, and he wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya says, "No, you come when I tell you to come."
当时这个 Raghunath Das Goswami 呢，他十几岁的时候，他也是想就离家出走去跟随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也没有允许他这样做，而是让他留在家里，等待他的召唤。
When Srila Prabhupada started to spread Krishna consciousness, many young men and young women, they left their home to join Srila Prabhupada.
那当 Srila Prabhupada 传播 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，当时有很多年轻的小伙子和姑娘们，他们也都放下了家里的一切，加入到Srila Prabhupada 的行列。
Most of them were in their 20s, so it's not like they were completely entangled.
当时呢，大部分的那些新奉献者都仅仅是二十多岁，所以说还没有完全的，就是很深的陷入到自己的这种家庭事务之中。
But some of them were in the middle of their university studies.
就是他们没有太多的束缚，然后其中有一部分人，他们还在大学里面，还在上学。
And Prabhupada told them, "Please finish your studies first."
那这个 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就是说，现在先不要，跟我走。你先在这个大学里面把学业完成了。
Some of them had a full-time job. Prabhupada says, "Keep your job."
然后呢，有一些人呢，他们就是有全职的这个工作的。然后 Srila Prabhupada 就告诉他们，让他们还继续的工作。
So what does that mean to join Krishna consciousness?
那么什么叫做加入 Krishna 知觉？这意味着什么呢
？It means joining the consciousness of Krishna.
这个指的是加入到对 Krishna 的知觉之中。
Not the institution.
在这里的这个 Krishna 知觉并不是指的是这个团体而言。
Joining Krishna consciousness means wherever you are, whatever position you are in, you become Krishna conscious.
加入 Krishna 知觉意味着无论你身在何处，无论你的处境如何，你在这个你的意识在你的知觉之中，和 Krishna 连接在一起。
Yes.
Connect to Krishna in your consciousness.
Not connect to Krishna. Be Krishna conscious.
就是你要处于 Krishna 知觉之中。
If you are a family man, you have job, you have wife, you have kids, you have family, you don't have to quit everything. Just be Krishna conscious.
如果是你家有老小，你有妻子，你有子女，你有工作，你并没有必要立刻就放下一切，而是应当去知觉 Krishna 就好了。
Every year there were 200 or 300 devotees from Bengal who were all married, wife and children and work, and they would walk to Jagannath Puri to spend 4 months with Lord Chaitanya, he never asked them, please stay. He knew they had to go back to their responsibilities.
那每年有200-300个孟加拉的奉献者都徒步前往 Puri 去见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。这些人他们都是有家室的，他们都是有居室，他们都是居士，有子女，有妻儿，有工作。那当他们去了 Jagannath Puri 的时候 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并没有让他们就留在 Puri 不要回去了。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是知道他们都是居士的，他们还得回去，处理他们的这个家庭的事务。
So real renunciation and real detachment is not something physical or geographical; it's something internal.
所以说弃绝，并不是只是外在的这个身体上的一种弃绝，或者说从这个。他用了这个地理角度这个含义，意思就是说你一定要离开某一个地方，并不是指的这个这种弃绝，指的是一种内在的弃绝。
The example of the Goswami is a very very exceptional example.
所以说 Goswami 们的这个例子都是一些非常卓越杰出的先例。
So Sanatan Goswami replies to the king, you are the supreme ruler of Bengal and you are completely independent. Whenever someone commits a fault, you punish him accordingly.
那 Sanatan Goswami 就对这个国王他说呢，你是孟加拉的最高的行政长官，你是可以完全独立自主的，谁要是犯了错，你完全可以去惩罚他。
So here Sanatan Goswami is being very diplomatic.
那在这里呢 ，Sanatan Goswami 呢？他有一些这个外交的艺术了。
He actually wants to be punished.
也就是说呢，他实际上他是想让这个国王来惩戒他。
So the king, he was so upset, he just left the house of Sanatan Goswami, and he ordered for Sanatan Goswami to be arrested.
那这个愤怒的这个国王呢，就扬长而去啊，撇下这个。Sanatan Goswami 然后回去了之后呢，立刻就下令把这个 Sanatan Goswami 给逮捕起来。
This is where Prabhupada explained the king of Bengal, Sanatan Goswami, were very intimate. The Nawab used to consider Sanatan Goswami his younger brother, right? Okay.
那在这个要旨当中，Srila Prabhupada 也说了，就是穆斯林的国王叫 Nawab， 他说这个孟加拉的这个国王和 Sanatan Goswami 两人情同手足，所以呢，他们的之间的这种关系是非常亲密的。这个国王呢，就把这个 Sanatan Goswami 当成了自己的弟弟那样来看待的。
So normally the king's job is to go out and win territories and occupy land. So he is expecting when he is going out for war that his ministers will keep the kingdom together.
那一般来说呢，这个国王呢，一般来说呢，就是四处征战啊，去侵略其他的这个领土，去开疆拓土。那他就希望，当他在外面去征战的时候，这个家里是稳定的，就他希望他自己的这个大臣能够在家里面能够处理政务，让一切都非常的稳定。
So, even though the king is upset.He is not upset like someone who is detached from the situation. He is upset because he really likes Sanatan Goswami. He likes him very much.
He is upset not because he is detached.
Means he regrets. He is being upset because he regrets that Sanatan Goswami is becoming detached from him.
那就是说呢，在这里这个国王呢，他心里面是非常的不高兴的，生气是非常的愤怒的，并不是说他就是离不开 Sanatan Goswami， 而是因为其实他心里面跟这个 Sanatan Goswami 的这个感情是非常的深厚的，所以他其实也是舍不得他。
Sometimes you get upset at someone not because you don't like them, you get upset because you actually like them very much.
那也就是说呢，他其实，就是就好比有一些人对另外一个人生气，并不是因为他特别的不喜欢对方，其实恰恰是因为感情太好了，所以爱之深，恨之切吧。
Isn't it?
所以这个 Nawab 也就是这个国王，他也是这样的。他并不是说他厌恶这个 Sanatan Goswami， 非常的生气，实际上是因为他很爱 Sanatan Goswami，
right,
所以他才会生气。
Like your mother, she gets upset with you because she loves you.
就好像你的母亲，她对你非常的生气，但实际上主要的原因是因为她非常爱你一样。
Isn't it? Okay. So now the king, he has a plan that he is going again to war. He wants to attack Orissa.So he tells Sanatan Goswami, come with me.
那这个国王呢，他现在呢就准备要向这个 Orissa 发动战争了，所以他想带上 Sanatan Goswami 呢，和他一起去征战。
Now who is in Orissa?
那究竟是谁在这个 Orissa 呢？
Sanatan Goswami says, you are going to Orissa to give pain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and for this reason,I am powerless to go with you. In other words, if you attack Orissa, it means you're going to attack Jagannath Puri. It means you're going to give pain to Lord Jagannath. I'm not coming with you.
那 Sanatan Goswami 他说呢，你到 Orissa 就是为了去折磨至尊人格守神的吗？这一点我无能为力，我不可能，我无法跟你一起走。那换句话说，就是说，因为 Orissa 呢，就是有 Jagannath Puri， 那主加格纳就在那里，那主加格纳就是至尊人格首审。那如果是这个国王向 Orissa 发动战争的话，那实际上呢，就是在毁灭，就是主加格纳的，给主加格纳带来痛苦。
Now the king got really upset.
那这个时候呢，这个国王。真的是动怒了。
And he got Sanatan Goswami thrown into jail.
他就把 Sanatan Goswami 呢就扔到了这个监狱里。
And the plan worked perfectly. This is what Sanatan Goswami wanted. He wanted to be put in jail.
那在这里我们就看到这个计划得到了完美的实施，因为这恰恰就是 Sanatan Goswami 的心愿。他就是希望能够被投到这个监狱里面去。
So all this took place at the same time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan.
那么在这一切发生的这个同时，就 Sanatan Goswami 在做这一切的时候呢，这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢正在去往 Vrindavan 的路途中。
So the two devotees that Rupa Goswami sent to find out where Lord Chaitanya was going.They confirmed the news that Lord Chaitanya already left Jagannath Puri and he was heading for Vrindavan.
那么 Sanatan Goswami 就派了两个人去打听主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的下落，那他得到的这个报告就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经离开了 Jagannath Puri， 现在正在去往 Vrindavan 的路途中。
So Rupa Goswami understood now it's the timeNot only for Rupa to meet Lord Chaitanya, but for Sanatan Goswami to meet Lord Chaitanya.
那现在呢，就是说，不仅仅是 Rupa Goswami 要准备去见这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了，连 Sanatan Goswami 也要去见Mahaprabhu.
So Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to his brother.
那这个时候呢 ，Rupa Goswami 就写了一封信给他的弟弟。
And he said to him, "We two brothers."Means his two brothers means Rupa Goswami and his other brother, Sri Balabha. We two brothers. There were three brothers.
那就是 Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, 他们实际上是家里一共是三兄弟，还有一个兄弟的名字是 Anu.
Sri Balabha.
Sri Balabha. 另外一位是Sri Balabha. 那么这个时候呢 ，Sanatan Goswami 给 Rupa Goswami.写的这个信当中就是我们两兄弟他说
So he writes to Sanatan Goswami We two brothers are going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Somehow or other Get free from the jail And come and meet us
那这个就是 所以那如法国斯瓦米就在信里面说呢，我们两兄弟呢现在已经出发了，要去见切塔尼亚马哈帕布呢，就是不管怎么样呢，你也要让自己从这个监狱里面出来，就是和我们相会。而这封信是 Rupa Goswami 给 Sanatan Goswami 写的。
And then in the letter, Rupa Goswami informed Sanatan that he left 10,000 gold coins with someone who he trusts, and he should use that money to get out of jail.
然后在这封信当中 ，Rupa Goswami 也告诉了 Sanatan Goswami 说，他留了一万金币给了一个信得过的人，那么。他就对萨拉坦高斯瓦米说，拿这个钱呢，想办法越狱。
He said, somehow or other, you have to make your way to Vrindavan.
他说不管怎么样呢，你得想方设法的到 Vrindavan 来。
So, Rupa Goswami left with his younger brother, his name was Sri Balabha.
那 Rupa Goswami 呢就和他的弟弟这个 Sri Balabha 就出发了。
And they went to Prayag.
然后呢他们就去了 Prayag.
Okay, don't worry about this. This is past. So when they arrive in Prayag,
那当他们到了这个 Prayag 的时候呢，
they find out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there.
他们见到了这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经在那儿了。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now on his way back from Vrindavan back to Jagannath Puri, and he stopped at Prayag.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢？他已经结束了他在 Vrindavan 的这个行程，所以他已经在回程的这个路上，在回到这个 Jagannath Puri 的这个路上，他停留在了 Prayag.
So the plan actually was for Rupa, Sanatan, and Sri Balabha, the three of them together, to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那他们的这个计划是这样的，就是 Sri Rupa Goswami 还有 Sri Balabha 还有 Sanatan Goswami 他们一起在Prayag 相会，一起见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Prayag, and as always, wherever he is, he makes everyone chant and dance in ecstasy, and he's getting everyone to chant Hare Krishna.
那这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这个时候就是在 Prayag， 就像他往常一样，就是无论他到哪里，他都会让大家去唱诵 Hare Krishna， 唱诵圣名所以呢，见到他的人和他在一起的人都在唱诵 Hare Krishna。
And Prayag is famous because that's where the Ganges and the Yamuna meet, so the rivers they flood very very high, but the mercy of Lord Chaitanya was like another flood of ecstasy for Krishna.
那这个 Prayag 它是处在恒河和 Yamuna 河交汇的这个地方，经常是这个就是这两个河交汇的地方呢是波涛汹涌的，水涨得很高。那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个到来呢，给这个河又掀起了一个高潮，就好像要把整个地方都淹没了一样。
So how did they know where Lord Chaitanya was? Because they saw this big crowd. When they saw the crowd, they thought, this is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is.
那他们怎么知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在哪里呢？他们就是看到了一大群人，一大群一大群的人络绎不绝地向一个地方走去，他们就知道他们一定是去这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的地方。
And we're talking thousands and thousands of people chanting and dancing on the bank of the river at Prayag.
那这个时候呢，就是在 Prayag 的这个河边，有成千上万的人都在唱诵、跳舞。
So after this big kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met a South Indian Brahmana.
那就是在这个大型的 kirtan 结束之后 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就见了南印度的 Brahmana。
And the Brahmana invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay at his home.
那这个婆罗门呢，他就邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到他的这个家中歇脚。
And that's where Rupa and Sri Balabha came to meet Lord Chaitanya.
那就是在那里呢 ，Rupa Goswami 和 Sri Balabha 他们两兄弟呢就见到了 Chaitanya.
So when they saw Lord Chaitanya from a distance, the brothers took some straw between their teeth. And immediately fell down and offered full dandabat to Lord Chaitanya.
那这两兄弟远远地见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 就在口中衔着甘草，就五体投地的直直的长身顶拜在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前。
And this is exactly what they did when they first met Lord Chaitanya at the village of Ramkeli. Rup and Sanatan took a straw between their teeth and offered full dandavat in front of Lord Chaitanya.
那么当初在这个 Ramkeli， Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 首次见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候也是这样的，他们口中衔着草，整个的这个 Dandavat 长身顶拜在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 面前。
You have to speak a little louder. So sometimes the devotees ask, what is the meaning of putting a straw between your teeth?
那有的时候呢，奉献者们他们会提出一个问题，在口中衔着草或者口衔甘草到底是什么含义呢？
Because it's always taken as a sign of humility. How come humility is manifested when you have straw in your teeth?
因为呢，很多时候我们就把这个形象呢称为是这个谦卑的这个象征。但是为什么要有这样的一个象征？就是你在口中衔着草，就意味着是一种谦卑的一种标志呢？
And the meaning of that is when you put a straw in your teeth, you can't speak anymore.
那这里的深意是这样的，就是当你口中衔着草的时候，你就再也不能说话了。
In other words, you have nothing to say, but you can just hear.
那换句话说呢，你这个时候呢，就是缄默不言了，那准备洗耳恭听。
And that's a sign of humility. I am not here to talk. I am here to hear.
那这个就是谦卑的一个标志了。意思就是说我来到这里是不是来说话的，而是在来聆听的。
So they offered obeisances again and again. They glorified Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，他们一而再再而三地向Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 顶拜。
And Lord Chaitanya said, stand up, stand up, my dear Rupa, come here.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说过来过来，我亲爱的 Rupa。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, it is not possible to describe Krishna's mercy, for he has delivered both of you from the well of material enjoyment.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是说Krishna 的这个仁慈呢无以言表，无以言说，因为呢他把你们两个都从物质享乐的深渊中拯救了出来。
So we have to understand by this statement that when we practice Krishna consciousness, when we are able to chant our rounds, to read the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, to offer our food to Krishna, and to associate with devotees, that is Krishna's mercy.
所以呢，我们就应当坚定不移地明白一个道理，我们之所以能够去念诵主 Krishna 的圣名，念诵Hare Krishna， 我们能够去阅读经典，能够去做 prasadam 供奉给神像，能够和奉献者联谊，所有的这一切都是主 Krishna 的仁慈所致。
We have to learn to appreciate what we have。
我们要懂得为我们所拥有的这一切而感恩不尽。
Even if it's not very much.
即便是只是一点点，并不是太多。
Krishna gives each of us the exact amount of mercy so we can digest it, and then he gives more.
Krishna 他先给我们一些仁慈，让我们能够去消化这些仁慈。当我们消化了之后，他会给予我们更多的仁慈。
So Lord Chaitanya says, Name Bhaktas Chaturvedi Mad Bhakta Svapacha Priyaha Tasmai Deyam Tato Grayam Satcha Pujyo Yatayaham. Lord Krishna says, even though a person is very learned scholar of the Sanskrit Vedic literature, he is not accepted as my devotee unless he is in pure devotional service. Even though a person is born in a family of dog eaters, he is very dear to me. if he is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activities and mental speculation. Indeed, all respect should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am.
主 Krishna 就在这里说了一段话，他说，即便是一个人是一位梵文的，他是一位饱学之士，精通梵文，伟达经典，但除非他能够在奉献服务当中达到纯粹，否则呢，我就不接受他为我的奉献者。即便这个一个人出生在食狗者的家庭，如果说他没有任何功利活动、果报活动的享乐的这种欲望，他也没有任何心智思辨的动机，那么这样的一个纯粹的奉献者对我就非常的亲切。事实上，这样的人，这样的奉献者应当得到全然的尊敬，无论他供奉什么都能被接受，这样的奉献者就像我一样值得崇拜。
Okay. Yes. So it means that Krishna is not impressed with our expertise.
就是说我们在这个能力上有多么强，这一点呢是不会让 Krishna 动心的。
Krishna is not impressed with our abilities.
就是我们的能力，我们的技艺并不会打动 Krishna.
Krishna is not impressed with our intelligence.
我们的聪明也不会让给 Krishna 留下深刻的印象。
Krishna is impressed with our devotion.
那真正打动 Krishna 的是我们的奉爱之情。
And it does not have to be very much. Even if we put emphasis on one single activity, such as chanting japa with devotion, Krishna is very, very touched by that.
那你不一定要做很多很多的事情，很大的事情，即便是你只是非常努力的，去专注于念诵圣名，把这个加盘念好了，就这份努力呢，也能够打动 Krishna.
So Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with the two brothers.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对这两兄弟是非常的满意的。
Not because they left everything.
他对于他们俩的这种欣赏，不是说他们放下了一切，抛弃了一切。
He was pleased because of their act of devotion.
是他们的这种奉爱的这个行动让他感到非常的欣慰。
The result is that he embraced them.
那么他就拥抱了他们俩。
Imagine being embraced by Lord Chaitanya.
你想象一下能够被 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 亲自拥抱。
And then he placed his lotus feet on their heads.
然后呢他接下来呢他就把他的莲花足放在了他们的头上。
Vaishnavas, they are begging and begging to get the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, and here Lord Chaitanya is putting his lotus feet on their heads.
那这个 Vaishnava 奉献者呢，一而再，再而三的去祈求，主尼迦那的莲花足下的尘土，但是在这里我们却看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 主动的把他的莲花足放在了这两兄弟这对奉献者的头上。
So then Rupa Goswami recited the very, very famous verse that we recite every day.
那接下来呢，这个 Rupa Goswami 他就送出了一段非常著名的诗节，这个也是我们每一天在重复的。
Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goradvise Namaha. O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna himself, appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani, and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you.
最慷慨的 仁慈的化身啊，你就是 Krishna 本人，你以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形象显现，你拥有 Srimati Radharani 的金色的皮肤，你在广泛的传播对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱，我们向您致以前进的顶礼。
Then they recited another verse.
那接下来他们又送出了另外一段诗文。
We offer our respectful obeisances unto that merciful personality of Godhead who has converted all the three worlds which were maddened by ignorance and saved them from their diseased condition by making them mad with the nectar from the treasure house of love of God. Let us take full shelter of that personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, whose activities are wonderful. Good luck.
至尊人格首神是如此的仁慈，他改变了三个世界 which were maddened by ignorance. 整个三个世界呢都在愚昧中疯狂，他将这些愚昧的人从疾病中拯救出来，用对神的爱的宝库的甘露之美令他们疯狂，我向这位仁慈的至尊人格神首致以前进的顶拜，让我全然的托庇于至尊人格神首 Sri Krishna Chaitanya。 他的行动，他的活动美妙无比。
So after this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with Rupa and Shubhalabha, and the first thing he asked them, do you have news of Sanatan?
那在他们送完了这一段祷文之后呢，水天娘 Mahaprabhu 就和 Sri Rupa 和 Sri Vallabha 坐了下来，然后就询问他们说，你们有 Sanatan 的消息吗？
So Rupa says, Sanatan is now being arrested by the government. Please save him. He can be liberated from that entanglement.
那 Rupa Goswami 就回答说， Sanatan Goswami 呢现在已经被政府给逮捕了，请拯救他吧，让他能够从现在的困境中解脱出来。
So Lord Chaitanya replies, because Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord, so he is in the heart of everyone, so he tells Rupa, Sanatan has already been released from his confinement, he will be very soon meeting with me.
那因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是至尊人格首神，他也在每个人的心中，他知悉一切，所以呢他就回答 Rupa Goswami 说，你不用担心 Sanatan Goswami 呢现在已经得到了自由，他很快就能够跟我们相会了。
So now Rupa and Shubhalabha are with Lord Chaitanya. Sanatan Goswami is on his way, and the meeting will take place.
那现在呢就是 Rupa Goswami 和 Shubhalabha 呢和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起，与此同时 Sanatan Goswami 也在来的这个路上，所以很快呢他们就能够有一个团聚了。
In the meantime, quite a few things will take place in Prayag.
那与此同时在这个 Prayag 又发生了一些事情。
We will find out next week.
我们下周呢再告诉大家究竟发生了些什么。
Stay tuned.
请大家继续聆听。
This is a recording as we are traveling.
因为我们马上要旅行，所以今天的这一课呢是一个提前的录音。
If you have any questions or comments, please leave them with Shumukhi Radha Mataji, and we will answer them next week.
如果大家听完了今天的这一节课，有一些问题的话呢，把这个问题发给 Shumukhi Radha Mataji， 然后我们下一周讲课的时候再来回答。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Sri Rupa Goswami Sri Balabha Ki
Jai,
Sri Sanatan Goswami Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki
Jai,
Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol。
把昆达之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的Chaitanya经， Chaitanya Charitamrita 就讲到这里结束了。我们下周同一时间再见，祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 直觉的一天。我们今天讲到的是 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第19章 Hare Krishna。